There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Real pleasure to be joined in the studio by the Chief Investment Strategist at Standard Chartered Private Bank, Steve Bryce. Morning, Steve. Good to see you.
Good morning, Richard.
Welcome back to the Dubai Eye studio. Let's begin with China. That GDP number was out about 2 hours ago. What was your first impression?
A weak number was pretty much expected because the authorities have indicated that they want to stimulate the economy more. So they're talking about cutting reserve ratio requirements. They're talking about accelerating approvals for infrastructure projects. They only do that if the economy is weaker than they want it to be. So they've already sort of signaled that the economy is not where they want it to be and then trying to obviously put measures into place to mitigate that.
Does it change your investment thesis in any way? That's what we're going to get to in 2019. Does anything change with this Chinese data?
No, not at all, really. I mean, you know, we're still quite bullish on Asian equities generally, and actually one of our preferred regions in Asia is China A-share, so the onshore market, very cheap valuation. So a lot of the bad news is pretty much in the price already, earnings growth in double digits. So from that perspective, we think, yeah, it's a weak number, but the authorities are doing something about it, so it should be quite good.
So let's talk about where we should putting our hard-earned savings, if we're lucky enough to have some after 2018, where we should be putting them in 2019. You are overweight cash at the moment, which is probably quite rare for the chief investment strategist of a private bank. Why overweight cash at the moment?
I think the way we look at it is, you know, 3 years ago, cash gave you 0% return, right? Because interest rates were so low. Clearly today you can get 12-month deposit in dollars around 3%. And so that's looking more attractive than it was 3 years ago. Meanwhile, if you look at the relationship between interest rates and equity market volatility, there's usually a two-year lag between a pickup in interest rates and volatility. So that fits in with what we saw last year. So we should expect equity market volatility to continue. It's not that we're bearish on equities. We still expect equities to outperform, but that volatility, I think, is going to be quite significant and needs to be managed in different ways, one of which is to diversify into cash and bonds.
Equities where?
So top rank for us is the US. So you know, obviously we've got still a tailwind from the fiscal boost coming through. Corporate earnings growth is looking to be obviously a lot slower than last year. So last year was 22% growth in earnings approximately, obviously Q4 earnings still being released. That is going to fall significantly because we've got the one-off tax cuts impact. So that's not sustainable. But overall, if you look at the economic environment, we still think it's pretty healthy. Lower oil prices is likely to support consumer spending. Overall, it still looks pretty healthy. And share buybacks is another issue, of course. You know, we saw $750 billion of share buybacks. We expect maybe not the same scale, but something similar this year.
When you talk about holding cash, any particular currencies?
So normally we talk about cash being in US dollars. Just that's the default choice. But actually, when we look at our views on currencies this year, our top conviction is actually sterling. So we believe that sterling is going to rally quite significantly this year. And this is all around the Brexit outcome.
Do you know something that we don't and Theresa May possibly doesn't?
Well, I mean, it's not clear how we get there, to be fair. But we believe that a hard landing is the least likely outcome. And the involvement of Parliament, increased involvement of Parliament, we think makes a hard Brexit much less likely as well. The only thing that sort of a bit of a fly in the ointment over the weekend, and then although it sounds positive, it does worry me a little bit. So Merkel starting to give in to maybe we should renegotiate, that was a bit of a surprise to us. And that basically means that March 29 deadline is going to have to be pushed back, I think.
Steve, all this sounds really great. And I ask this not just with my own self-interest, but also some of the messages that we're getting in. What about for the small cap retail investor? Mohammed, for example, has messaged in any tips for small amounts of investments between 20,000 and 80,000 AED. He doesn't want any usury or interest related. So obviously looking for Sharia compliant investments there. What do you do if you're not an institutional investor, you're not one of the big guns?
It's going to be quite controversial, but you should actually, if you've got small amounts of money to invest, you should ignore whatever I've just said and basically allocate to investments that are consistent, obviously, with your own preferences, but as diversified as possible. So you shouldn't say, OK, Steve says we prefer US equities, therefore I'm just going to invest in US equities. You should diversify as much as possible and just add the way I do it, especially at this time of the cycle, is quite late in the cycle. So I would probably average into investments investments over the course of the next 12, 18 months rather than doing a lump sum investment today.
So a bit and then a bit and then a bit.
Yeah, correct.
Another message comes in, no name on this one. The only way to save your hard-earned money is to buy gold and silver.
Well, it's Jeff, isn't it?
It's not Jeff Rowe's phone number. I'm not saying I agree with that. But broadly speaking, this idea that you should put your money in. Let's take gold, for example, Steve. What do you make of that?
So gold, actually, we think over the course of the next few months is going to be capped out around 1,300. So not much upside from here. We are actually much more bullish on silver. So if you look at the silver-gold ratio, that's puts silver as undervalued relative to gold. So if you're going to do it, it's obviously quite a volatile metal. So you have to be aware of that. But we're more bullish on silver.
Lots of questions coming in about the fees that investment companies are charging. And Drew makes a point. I'll paraphrase it because he uses quite emotive language. But he's saying, don't pay money to people who are selling financial products with big fees. Now, you work for a private bank. Typically, if you're lucky enough to have enough money to work with a private bank, you benefit from quite small fees. But for normal guys, doctors, teachers working in a place like Dubai or Singapore where you're based, often the kind of financial advisors who they're dealing with do charge quite big fees. In broad terms, what can people do to make sure that they get most of the return to themselves rather than going to an intermediary?
I think the first thing is to understand the fees that you're being charged. So that's clear. You know, you may be comfortable, you may not be comfortable. But there are ways that you can obviously reduce the fees that you're charged. So if you do ETFs instead of funds, obviously the costs are a lot lower. You don't get the benefit or cost. You know, not all active managers outperform their benchmark, right? So you might say, okay, I'll invest in an ETF. At least I know I'll get what the S&P 500 in the US returns. Whereas if I do a fund manager, I might get 1% better or 1% worse than that. So, that's the alternative way that you can invest in different asset classes.
Quick word on some of the things that impact us most here in the Middle East. And one, of course, is oil. Where do you see that heading in the next year or two?
So we're targeting around $70 a barrel by the end of this year. Obviously, about
boom.
Well, I'm not sure it's going to be a boom. The sentiment talking to clients over the past 24 hours, I've been in Dubai. People are still pretty cautious about the environment and the property outlook. But I think the headwinds that we saw last year in terms of a rising dollar and weaker oil prices is probably going to reverse in 2019. So a better environment than we've seen in recent times.
And a quick word on local stock markets. Typically for guys in your types of positions, chief investment strategists with big international banks, Middle East equity markets are a relatively small part of it. But Saudi Arabia is emerging. We might have an Aramco IPO. The valuations here, Steve, and I know when you lived here, you used to follow DFM stock market. You got earnings multiples of 4 or 5, dividend yields of 10, 11%. I mean, those are often buy signals for investors.
Yeah, so I mean, once you get down to single digit PEs, usually they get very interesting. So I think it's Soros that said that the 90% of the money is made when things go from really, 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 really awful to just really, really awful. And so if we're saying that we've got some tailwinds coming through in 2019, maybe for a small allocation, of course, we prefer a much more diversified allocation, but maybe for a small allocation, it makes some sense.
Steve Bryce is the chief investment strategist at Standard Chartered Private Bank, once of Dubai, and we loved having you here, now based in Singapore. Always appreciate you coming in to see us when you're in this city, Steve. Thanks indeed.
Lovely to be here. Thanks.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.